All right, you guys, and welcome back to the Qingdao Expatriate
Podcast.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. Alistair's gone back to his heritage. He's drinking some whiskey now.
I am drinking whiskey,
which is great. Lauders, distillery from Glasgow, I believe. Lauders. I'm British or Scottish. And Harut, surprisingly, Harut's having a beer.
Yeah, leftover beer.
I don't know if you can hear that in the background, you guys, but Alistair, the musician that he is about ready to play you guys a song.
About?
It's my dog, personal dog. Yeah, it's a sort of dog. American dog. Wild dog. Coyote.
The coyote, so we're going to get very sort of Wild West right now. So here you go. Again, if you don't like music, this is your time to call your Didi. And off you go. But if you love music and you love Alistair like we do, this is a song for you guys to remember. Alistair, take it away.
Coyote goes to the top of the hill, doing the things that coyotes will. He stares at the sky and the moon, you know he starts to howl. Coyote goes to the mountain top, stares over the cliff and said, ooh, what a drop. He stares at the moon and the sky and he starts to howl. Coyote goes to the top of the hill, doing the things that coyotes will.
What did they do?
They stare at the moon and the sky and they start to howl. Coyote goes to the top of the hill.
Again.
Doing the things that coyotes will. And they start to howl.
What a beautiful, beautiful song. I could see you wanted to play some more, right?
Well, that was only the first verse.
Well, I'm sure that the listeners will definitely want to hear more from you.
Sorry. All right.
Song about coyotes, man.
Coyotes, yeah.
What a great tune. I enjoyed that. What a great tune.
It's by whom?
Well, actually, that's a...
Is that an Alistair original?
No, it's not. It's a Lou Reed. Lou Reed song.
Oh, yeah, Lou Reed.
It's hardly ever heard. The only time I ever heard it was on a live album. In about 1995.
Because his live...
When the Velvet Underground got together.
Oh, the
Again.
Oh, when they reformed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Velvet Underground were great. Like, this is what I mean. You know, I was saying to you earlier, I'm a 32-year-old guy, but I got a 65-year-old mind.
Mm.
Velvet Underground, amazing.
Mm.
Lou Reed, amazing. Mm. Here's the quick thing about Lou Reed. His live albums were very hit or miss in terms of sound quality, weren't they? Like, he's done a ton of live albums.
Yeah, that's the... If you want to try and find the album, it's... Do you know the banana?
Yeah, Andy Warhol.
And the white and the yellow banana.
Yeah, yeah, of
well,
course.
Well, this is the live album, and I think it's the dark blue cover with a silver banana, and it's called MXCV11. I think it's 1995 in Roman numerals.
All right, well, I'm definitely gonna try and find that
check
song,
that out, guys. Coyote is
well,
on
sure
the,
is
on
the
that.
Article as well, like sure, the
yeah.
cover.
Yeah.
I'll listen to
it. Okay, jokes.
Jokes.
I'm gonna tell you a joke. It'll be very short and sweet because my jokes are short and sweet.
Well, there you go. It is that time again in the show. It is time for three free jokes, and who's gonna start this
I'm gonna
one?
Tell you this joke now. This guy goes into a pet shop. And he goes up to the counter and he says, have you got any disgusting big fat yellow spiders?
Mm.
And the pet shop owner says, no, sorry, we don't sell big fat disgusting yellow spiders. And the guy says, well, you've got one in the front window.
Okay.
Sorry.
Where do we go with that one?
I think it's
where do we go with that?
Yours, Michael.
Told you I love cold jokes. They just grow on me. They grow on me. So
we'll get it later.
Well, I'm sort of kind of related to music, because you're a big sort of music guy, and everyone knows.
I love my music, yeah.
Everyone knows the classic joke: why are pirates called pirates? Because they are. Well, I'm gonna sort of expand on that a little bit, right? Why are pirates great singers?
Why are pirates great singers?
I don't know, Michael. Why are pirates great singers?
Because they can hit the high seas.
Oh, me hearty. Me hearty.
I wish we... Oh, here you go. Ready?
Booing?
Harun, what have you got for us?
I don't know. I'm not going to... You had two jokes, though. And
I've got my other joke.
Hit it.
This guy goes in the same pet shop, goes up to the counter and goes, there's a parrot in the cage sitting up beside the counter. He goes up and he goes, have you got any parrots? And the guy goes, yeah, we have got some parrots. Got that one there. Points at the parrot. And he goes, the guy says, can it talk? And the parrot says, I can talk better than you can.
Oh, how do you follow that one? Well, here's Harut's joke that he's too embarrassed to say, but here we go. Are you ready for this one? All right, again.
All right, we're done with three now. Okay.
All
right, we got questions, right?
I do. This is the one.
I don't know. What questions are going to be about?
This is really
like philosophy, let's say.
Well, we could say it's philosophical. Mm. We could say
challenging,
mm. heart-wrenching. Okay. It may bring out a mixture of emotions for you right now, Alistair.
I might burst into tears.
I know, even I'm feeling a mixture of emotions, hoping that this is not the last time that we converse together. So I'm definitely going to have a whiskey with you before we go.
Yeah.
But here we go. Alistair, you are probably, arguably, the most loved expat in Qingdao.
You think
so? I don't doubt that.
Mm.
Unless I'm wrong, but I just, the way people love you and support you and follow you and take part in all the events that you have created or been part of.
Well, I do this for the people, and I think the people respond in some sort of way. That's
because of their love for you, Alistair. Here's my question to you. What is the best compliment you've ever received from a person or people during your time here? Again, there are thousands, I'm sure.
There is, actually, but... when I first came here, I was very wild. you know, if you know me.
You used to have long hair as well.
I used to have very long hair. I used to be quite wild. I used to have very young girlfriends, not too young, but I used to have wild girlfriends as well.
Right.
They were just as wild as I was. And a lot of people used to say to me, how did you get these beautiful, beautiful girlfriends? And all I could say was, you've just got to try and be yourself.
Yeah.
And don't worry about what everybody else says. And I never used to go out looking for these wild women. They always used to come and see me. Mm. And, but...
A compliment in and of itself.
But with, but when I say women, there was only like two.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot. But all I can say is, guys, it's never over, because I'm quite an old guy now. And, you know, some people are very lonely, and all I can say is don't go looking for it. You never know what's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a chemistry thing. It's all down to chemistry.
It's all down to chemistry.
It's so hard. Like,
yeah, a lot of people going on things like Tinder and other apps. Other apps, you know, and trying to look for love. Sometimes it doesn't work like that.
There's no chemistry on there, is there?
If you can use your own personality and character,
mm-hmm.
you can get everything you want in the world.
So there you go.
You're here.
The best compliment someone's given and Alistair is...
A lot of people used to... had people come up and say to me, when I'm your age, I want to be, not like me, but I want to hopefully be like you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like probably the best compliment I could ever get.
Yeah, I hear that. I think a lot of people aspire to be.
But I'm much calmer now than I used to be.
Yeah.
So I've mellowed out a lot.
Like a fine wine or a fine whiskey.
Oh yeah, a wee fine whiskey.
Right,
fantastic.
Well, what I've got from you two about the meaning of life is you, right? What you said is very important.
Thank you.
If you ever get the chance, right, to get the opportunity where a number comes up that will be beneficial for you in some way, you know, it could be a house number that you're going to buy.
Phone number. It
could be...
Password.
It could be something that's got 48 in it. Grab it with both hands.
I will remember that.
No, you've been to too many hotel rooms in your time. That's your problem, right? And maybe you're thinking about what decorations you have for the next house you're going to buy.
Thank you.
And what ceiling you're going to have. Because I have been with some disgusting ceilings. In my house in England at the moment, my ceiling is disgusting. It's that, what do they call it? It's that wavy...
Oh.
Artex.
Artisan.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's just swirls.
Yeah, the swirly stuff on the ceiling.
Yeah, oh dear.
I'd say if you were in my house, you'd be having a nightmare, Harry. If you woke up to my ceiling.
Have you got boulder dash on the brick walls as well, have you?
So I've got to go back and do all that.
You know what a nightmare is? I didn't have my croissant this morning.
Another first world problem. Oh, no croissant this morning. Oh, where's my pasta? I didn't have my croissant.
Oh, God.
That's the name of our show this week.
Croissants are far too expensive. The tea things that are expensive in China. Listen, if there's anybody out there that can do anything about this, two things that are too expensive in China. One is croissants.
And baguette.
Right? How much is a baguette?
A baguette.
How much are they?
12.
That's not expensive.
Metro does some really good frozen croissants, though.
Ah, you don't want to have...
No, I'm just talking about the ones that you go in and, like...
What is it, 16 or...
Yeah, something 16. Ridiculous.
Onto the bakery.
Nearly £2 for one croissant.
They got sweet tops as well, haven't they?
And this is to all the bars in Qingdao, right?
Well, here we go.
Some of them are spending 20 RMB for a can of Coke.
Oh,
ridiculous.
Oh,
You know, I don't mind. You know, it's not, I'm not being mean.
Just make it 10 or 15.
Yeah, like, you know, I can understand you need to make a little bit of profit. You know?
But something that cost 3 being sold for 20
is too much. It's
not even 3.
It's taken the 2.
Is your piece.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous inflation, and, that, isn't it?
You know, it's
too
not much.
Inflation, it's overpricing.
It's overpricing. Yeah, I mean, when I say inflation is a generic term, I mean,
you know,
inflation.
It's more than a bottle of Chindan.
Because they want you to spend money on booze, right?
Exactly, that's the answer I got.
And that's why you should not drink Jack Daniels and Coke.
Well, you know, what about, you know, if I don't want to drink alcohol, but I'd like to come to your bar to socialise, why should I spend a lot of money just to drink a Coca-Cola?
Have a glass of water.
Not a glass of water.
Hot water.
There are lots of
anyway,
virgin drinks.
Ask for hot water.
No heat.
That's one of my pet hates. Paying too much for a Coca-Cola when I don't want to drink alcohol sometimes.
That's a great question. Mm. I didn't think about asking that question.
I think all bar owners should think about that.
Kevin?
Don't be so greedy. Just bring the price down.
Kevin?
Okay, I'll pay 10 RMB. It's still 5 times more than it is. I'll pay 10 RMB.
What's Kevin charging?
15, I think.
Oh, Kevin. What? I hope you listen to this.
I'm not, apparently. I'm not too sure, Kevin. I'm just saying.
Well, look, I've got one more question for you, and...
Oh, no, I won't go there.
No, go there.
I'm telling you all the bar.
Go there.
One last question.
Where are you going to go?
The other one says... could I have a Jack Daniels and Coke? Right, so I'll get the Jack Daniels, I'll get the Coke. The rest of the Coke's used for you.
Oh.
Maybe. Anyway, let's move on.
All right.
I got
one more question.
This is the final question of the podcast. And again, I'm putting you on the spot here, Ali. Okay?
Come on then.
You said 10 years in Qingdao, 23 years in China, right?
20, yeah.
So, because this is the Qingdao Expatriate Podcast, I owe $2, by the way. Alistair, if you could sum up your time in Qingdao in one word, what would that word be?
Comfortable.
Oh man, you were not so fat.
It has been very comfortable with all things, people, weather, food,
traffic, moving around.
Well, cold weather doesn't bother you because you're Scottish, so I mean
convenience,
safety,
you know, there's safety, lots of things.
People.
It's very comfortable here.
It's a great lifestyle here.
And, yeah, you can be quite safe and content.
It's a key word, isn't it? Well, there you go. Everyone who's listening, Qingdao is a very comfortable place.
It is very comfortable. And I'm sorry to leave here.
Right, you guys. Well, we're coming to the end of the podcast now. And it is our great honor and pleasure for Alistair to close the show. Alistair, take it away.
Okay, guys and girls, I hope you found tonight's episode meaningful, and I'd like to thank everybody who's joining in to listen tonight. And be sure to subscribe to the Qingdao Expatriate
Podcast.
Another dollar in the can.
Okay.
If you haven't yet, or the Apple
Podcast,
another dollar in the can, and the Spotify
Podcast.
There is no podcast.
It's fine.
Just Spotify.
I said it anyway.
Oh my gosh.
And what's this one? Stitcher, Acast, and whatever
platform.
Platform is a better word, right? You prefer, okay? And we'd be grateful if you could leave a review or any feedback about any of the subjects that we've talked about tonight. anything you want, we'd like to hear from you.
And your meaning of life.
Yeah, meaning of life. There are many meanings of life. And you can join us at
the Qingdao Expatriate
Podcast.
At
is it Outlook?
Outlook.com. Guys and girls, I hope you enjoyed it tonight and look forward to next week.
With a new guest.
With your new guest.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alistair.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alistair. Tune in next week, you guys. Thank you so much. As always, it is our pleasure to be here. Alistair, you are a legend.
Thank you, guys. It's been an honor and a pleasure. And goodbye. Tune down.